Welcome back to More Than Money on 770CHQR. Andrew Masson filling in for Dave Popowicz with me. I'm Faisal Carmelli. Andrew, on this segment, Dave and I normally talk about, you know, what our clients or, you know, listeners of this show talking to us about, what's been going on in their minds, and what's the biggest topics out there. And I want to share a bit of an aha moment that came to me this week, and I wanted your feedback. For those of you who don't know, Andrew Masson leads the financial planning and tax strategy for the Popowicz Carmelli Advisor Group, and his job is to actually crunch the numbers, understand and look at different scenarios, and really dig deep into ways that we can find solutions to people's retirement problems. And so Andrew on this show is the best person that I can think of that can have this conversation with me, because he's really in the field. You're not looking at from, you know, the sky view. You're in there.
Well, and it's never really a retirement problem. It's only retirement solutions, right? We have to consider different things all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess if I was to think about it right now, Faisal, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, but I think that one of the key things that I tend to see is there's a lot of people that come to retirement, especially now, being in Calgary, being in the oil patch, and now COVID on top of this, where people are getting laid off and they weren't not necessarily prepared for retirement.
Yes.
And they thought they had 5 or 10 years before then. But then again, I guess the bigger question is, what is preparedness? Because if you weren't prepared today, what would make you prepared tomorrow?
Great. Which kind of goes well with my story I want to share with you, Andrew. Earlier this week, a couple came to us looking for a second opinion. And what they wanted from us was a written financial plan. Now, our retirement plans take a very long time, in depth. You know, I'll use the number 20 hours of work per family to really get into the core of what their whole scenario and the options that are available to them.
Well, and that's just simply because there's a significant process that takes place.
Correct.
And what I mean by that is a financial plan by itself is just a piece of paper.
Thank you. And that's what this couple wanted. This couple wanted to get a piece of paper that says, are we going to be okay mathematically? And what this couple did is they went to another financial institution and asked for the same thing. And they came back with two documents, one from us, one from them. And I did this more of to try to understand what's going through their mind, because I don't think the piece of paper really means anything unless you have a strategy and approach around that, not just some number crunching. So let me give you the scenario. They've got a couple $1 million. They need a certain amount of income. It worked out that it was about a 4% rate of return on average they need for the rest of their lives to reach their goals.
Okay. Okay.
Both us and the other advisor at a different institution produced the same type of information.
Yep.
Right? Looked a little bit different. Aesthetically looked different.
Yes.
But the same general information. And so I said to them, so what are you looking for? You've got a document from two financial institutions. Both of them are saying, here's what you need in order to retire. How are you going to decide who's going to be on your team for the foreseeable future based on those two documents? Like, what were you looking for? And when they came back, they said, well, I don't know what I'm looking for from an advisor.
And that's really disappointing, but that's not uncommon, Faisal.
It's reality.
It is very much reality. This is an argument about, you know, who can put what shingle up where, and we can have that conversation, but I don't think that that's necessary today.
Let's kind of walk through for our listeners today, Andrew, of some of the things that people need to understand when they are doing their due diligence on a potential advisor, team, money manager, whatever you want to call it. So first and foremost, I think the individual needs to understand what they're looking for in the following category. Are you looking just for someone to manage your investments, or are you looking for somebody who's going to give you advice, strategy, handling all the issues that come along your way from a financial perspective? Do you want a team of advisors, or do you want a team of money managers? Those are two different roles.
Well, and I think the key factor when we talk about that, Faisal, isn't so much the idea of an advisor versus a strategy. I think it's really a question of understanding what the differences between them. Because for the majority of Canadians, and I'm going to step out there and say that, it has always been about money management.
Yeah.
It has never been about how much do I have, how do I spend it, what are the tax implications, where is it going, and what's my strategy moving forward, not only this year, but years to come, so I can get the most enjoyment out of it possible. And so the difference really is huge in deciding what's more important to me.
So step number one, figure out for yourself, are you looking for somebody just to manage your money,
mm-hmm.
or are you looking for a full advisory type of role? Let's say you're going down the advisory role, because a money manager, they're all over the place.
Yep.
You can buy a mutual fund, exchange traded fund. You can hire somebody. Like, they're everywhere, right? They're a dime a dozen in my view. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about advisor. You find out that you want to deal with a team or an advisor that can help you throughout your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next thing that a couple or an individual who is looking for this need to do in order to find out if this is the right individual or team for them?
Well, I would go as far as not saying grill us, but I said what you really should do is meet with the people that you've heard of, that you might have heard from friends or family or from other channels. Have a large discussion about what you're trying to achieve, mm-hmm. what your goals are. And that's a hard question because sometimes you don't know. And so it becomes a little bit more complex. And more importantly, get a feeling of confidence that you're going to be able to deal with that person or people on a regular basis and feel comfortable about what's happening around you. And you're spoken to in language that you understand, because our industry is full of acronyms and everything else. And people just nod their heads a lot and go, yeah, yeah.
It's
not really that way.
Client advisor chemistry is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you just said right there is not only understanding it in plain English, but you have to like this person. You have to have some sort of connection. Can you imagine for the next 40 years of your life working with somebody you don't like? Like, that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be taking advice. You're going to ask this person to do a whole bunch of work for you and your family, and you don't like them as an individual. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
And along with that number one piece, right, you have to be comfortable with them, because you're going to have to step up as a client and share stuff that you don't necessarily want to share with anybody else on a regular basis.
Yes.
This happened to me. What happens now?
So you've built the chemistry. Now you have to understand what that individual advisor or their team, what their process is.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what they do, how they do it. What if things go wrong? How do they fix things? Because things will go wrong.
Absolutely.
These markets are not going to always go up, and we've experienced mm-hmm. that recently. So what are the things that, how do you deal with the bad times?
Do they have a playbook?
Correct. And then go into how the individual people who are actually giving you advice. First of all, we have a thesis on our team. We do not believe one person can be all things to all clients. We believe a team with specialties that we all have work in a collaborative way so we can all work for that family. There are many individual advisors out there, and good on them for trying this out. But I have a challenging time in my head to figure out how can you do tax, retirement planning, money management, healthcare analysis, estate planning, legal reviews, so forth, and work in the collective good of the individual when you're one person. You can't have that many clients then.
No.
So then that's the next question. How many clients do you have?
Absolutely.
How can you handle all this? How do I know I'm not going to be treated at the bottom of the list?
Mm-hmm.
Those types of questions need to be asked. And so for those of you who are doing your due diligence, we only touched on a few things today. There's a long list. Really get into the interviewing process. And you said grill us. Grill whoever you're dealing with right now, and grill whoever you're thinking of working with, because when it comes to retirement, you don't get a second chance at this.
Well, you can't have a second chance, but it's never something anybody wants to do. And we've had people in the gone back to work. Some go back to work because they want to, Faisal. Others go back to work because they have to.
That's right. Okay. Great show today, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining joining me, because it's way better with you than it is with Dave. So thank you for that. And for those of you who want to understand the process, bulletproofing your retirement, you need to come to our next webinar. That's on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. I want to say thank you very much once again, and we'll see you next week. You listen to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodcundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodcundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodcundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.